A word for you from Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Now these words, unite my heart, might sound strange, but the author, David, knows exactly what is inspired by the Holy Spirit for him to say. And that is that sometimes the heart can be double-minded, a divided heart. And David wants to make sure that his heart is totally dedicated and focused on the Lord God himself, and not a divided, schizophrenic heart, if you will. The danger for God's people is always a divided heart, being double-minded. Spurgeon says that if you are a worldling, be a worldling. If you serve Satan, serve him. If Baal be God, serve him. And of course he's quoting there from that enormous battle on Mount Carmel where Elijah said to God's people, if Baal be God, serve him. If the Lord is God, serve him. Choose ye this day. God wants your heart to be united, totally focused on him. Now, he also says, Spurgeon, regarding the danger of a double heart, and that is that the main characteristic of the divided heart is inconsistency. A saint sometimes and a sinner sometimes, depending on the situation. Because we Christians are very apt to be like chameleons, melting in or blending into the environment. And so we change our colors. Instead of once and for all nailing our colors to the mast, the colors of the Lord, we tend to prefer to be comfortable when we're in different situations. And so we are often cowards and flee from being brave and courageous for the Lord. And we tend to shrink like Peter did when the Lord was being judged. That we deny the Lord by our acts of self-deception and trying to deceive others. Because we tend to be shy about our faith. A saint sometimes, a sinner sometimes. Instead, we ought to pray as David did. Lord, unite my heart to fear thee. Make my heart, Lord. I give my heart to you. I've given it to you before, but Lord, now make my heart to be one. Not just one with the saints, but Lord, at least my own heart needs to be united, one, not divided anymore.